Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. What a beautiful day it is. The Sabbath, beautiful evening, may I add. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I'm so happy that you're able to join us this evening for this holy Sabbath day of rest. Amen. So we will start with a word of prayer. So we'll start with a word of prayer in just a moment. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you for health and strength, Lord. Without you, there's nothing that we can do, we can say. Without you, Lord, we can't even have our beings being able to move and to operate, Lord. So we just thank you, we glorify, and we magnify your name because you are good and you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Your words are sure. Your words are true, Lord. You are not like men that you should lie or try to lie or just to deceive, Lord. You are the creator. You are our Father. You know the end from the beginning. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord. We ask that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask that you will help us, that you will strengthen us, Lord. Teach us and guide us through your Holy Spirit into the truth, all truth, Lord, that you have left him as a comforter, a guide, and a teacher towards each and every one of us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be grateful. And help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Rightly divide the word of truth, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters. Help us to be an encouragement to them, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, be with us in the midst of us as we gather here on this prayer line, oh, kind and loving Father, that everything will come together and everything will be done in decency and in order as we praise you, glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. The reading for today, okay, I'll go ahead and read it. It says, the sky opened and shut and was in combination. The mountain shook like a reed in the wind and cast out rags, rocks all around. The sea boiled like a pot and cast out stone upon the land. And as God spake, the day and the hour of Jesus coming and deliver his everlasting covenant to his people. He spoke one sentence and then caused, while the word were rolling through the earth, the Israel of God stood with their eyes fixed upward, listening to the words as they came from the mouth of Jehovah, and rolled through the earth like pearls of loudest thunder. It was awful solemn. At the end of every sentence, the saints shouted, glory, hallelujah. Their countenances were lightened up with the glory of God, and they shone with the glory as did Moses' face when he came down from Sinai. The wicked could not look on them for the glory. And when the never-ending blessing was pronounced on those who had honored God, in keeping his Sabbath holy, there was a mighty shout of victory over the beast and over his image. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't we serve a mighty God, my brothers and sisters? We serve a God that said vengeance is his. So we just have to be faithful. We have to, you know, pray and afflict our soul, knowing that God is righteous. And this was taken from First Selective Message. I'm sorry, First SG. SG, and it was chapter 37, paragraph 205.2 on down. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for the spirit of prophecy and his prophet, Sister White, for all that she wrote and all that she did. And we're learning, we're reading, and we're sharing this message near and far. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? This is sharing time. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. We're so happy to have you here this evening to worship with us in spirit and in truth and to sit at Jesus' feet, you know, because this is what we will be doing in heaven. We will be coming together on the Sabbath day. So this is the beginning where we learn, become more faithful, starting to keep the Sabbath on time. Many people still having issues, you know, with the time as time changes and different things are happening, or it's just too much work to do in the day. People just don't worship on time, but may the Lord have mercy upon each and every one of us. Again, please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to share. Again, this is sharing time. Go ahead and press 1. Hopefully the keypad is working. Sometimes it doesn't work and don't allow me to see that someone has pressed 1. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Like to welcome those who are listening via Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Australia. I believe it's South Korea, I believe, the Asian country. So I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters and those who will be listening to the rebroadcast. Welcome this evening to Advent Life Through Prayer Line, and happy Sabbath to you. Amen. So I believe this is Sister Consonelli. I'm not sure if you press 1, but I don't see it. I always know you have a prayer. You have something to share. So I'm going to see if you're ready, and you always have a song. So I'll see if you're ready. 518-482. Good evening. Your line is now open.
A song right now. let me find it.
Say it again.
Sabbath, Lord. I'm going to sing a song. I could sing a song.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord. Ooh. It's 4:17. I sing this. Yes, what a wonderful privilege it is to come on this line to welcome. Well, the Sabbath has begun. A good time now. We are in the hours of the Sabbath. So I just want to sing this Sabbath song, 4:70. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight today, that thou hast called thine own, we hail and all our homage pay to thine exalt. make it perfect right then. When Sabbath's year shall end, and from this world we move, Mary and endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above. Okay, Sister Carla, you could call me back another in the next few minutes, please. Hello?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'll open your line in the next few minutes and just go ahead and press 1 when you're ready. Thank you again, Sister Constantelli, for that song. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed Sabbath day this is, brothers and sisters. We should be joyous at this time. We should be thanking God for his mercy and his long suffering that we're still in the land of the living. Amen. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share, brothers and sisters, sharing time. Okay, I see someone has pressed 1. Happy Sabbath. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, amen. Sister Carla and brothers and sisters. I want to thank God for his Sabbath day. And I want to have a song I just love to sing, if you don't mind, Sister Carla. Wait. Hold my song gone. Come we that love the Lord. Oh, where is it?
Come we. Oh, you lost your page?
Oh, it flipped. Oh, my. Oh, I'm going to have to get it back. Just give me a second. Oh, amen. I didn't have. 256. I'm going to get it just right quick. And I just want to thank God for his blessing. I want to thank him for his Sabbath. I want to thank God for my family that made it home. It's such a blessing. 256. Come we that love the Lord. Come we that love the Lord. And let our joy be known. Join in on a song with sweet accord. I'm going to catch it. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King may speak their joy abroad, may speak their joy abroad. I'm singing out the wrong book, but I'm going to continue by God's grace. Then let the hills of Zion yield 1,000 sacred sweet. Before we reach the heavenly field or walk the golden streets. Oh, I can't do this song, Sister Carla. But I'm going to go ahead and read my scripture. And I'm going to sing my song later. Okay, Sister Carla, I'm sorry. I can't do that book because that book is not the way I sing it in the Adventist book. So give me just a second. I want to get my song because it's a beautiful song. Come we. Okay, 640, Sister Carla, 640 in this book. Okay. Come we that love the Lord and let our joy be known. Join in on a sweet accord. Join in on a sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. We'll march into Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. Zion, that beautiful city of God. And I'm going to do 4. And let our song abound, and every tear be dried. We marching through Emmanuel's ground. We marching through Emmanuel's ground. To fair worlds on high, to fair worlds on high. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. I haven't did that song in a while. So I would like to read, if you don't mind. Do I have time to read, Sister Carlos? The Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was on mute. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 20. Just the Sabbath. I don't know if anyone read it, but I like to read that. Just the fourth commandment. And it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I just want to thank God for his Sabbath, and I thank God for the reading, and thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and may God bless my brothers and sisters and keep us tonight, and may his Holy Spirit help us tonight to learn everything we could learn about the Word of God, because there's going to come a day when it won't be no more teaching. So I just thank God for his word tonight. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. Praise the Lord. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. He says, let every voice, you know, let us all praise him. We hear the birds praising him and singing. And, you know, each and every one of us will come, you know, with a song, with a word of meditation upon our heart to praise the Lord and to give him praise and honor. So thank you again for coming on and sharing. Thank you for that song. And I'm just so happy today and just joyous. I just don't know why, but I thank the Lord again. I praise him and I glorify his name. And it makes me look for my favorite song that I like to sing. So I'll share that by God's grace as we're still waiting for others to join us. Amen. So I will share that song. And I ask the Lord to bless me, bless my voice, that I will praise him and not sing worldly song, but sing song that's uplifting and song that's praising my creator, my savior, our creator, our savior. Amen. Okay. So this is, I'll sing two of them, two verses, and this is 3:3-4. I wanted you to sing along with me. Come thou fount of every blessing. Hymn number 3:3-4. Come fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Skip to verse 3. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a feather bind me closer still to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord,
Take and seal it. Seal it for the courts above. Again, here's my heart, Lord. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for the courts above.
And that should be our aim. That should be what we want, for God to seal our hearts, which is sealing our mind, for the courts above, so that we can be sealed and not go in and out sinning and back and forth, so that we can be settled in the truth. Amen? So I just thank the Lord for, again, this holy Sabbath day that he has given us. He says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 6 days, that's a lot. And just one. He said to put aside, to commune with him, to praise him, to glorify him, to sit at his feet. I mean, during those 6 days, we're spending time with him, but the seventh one is a special one unto the Lord our God. And what a blessing. He will bless us mightily, you know, 10, 100, 20-fold. He will bless us and answer our prayer even on the Sabbath day. Brothers and sisters, let us be holy. Let us be thankful unto the Lord our Creator. Tune our hearts, you know, to him, to listen to his word, his small voice. Say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the next line for the caller again. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. And this is Sister Continelli, I believe. Amen. 518-482. Good evening again. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Pam. Thank you for opening my line. I just want to read from my preparation for the final crisis, proclamation of the Sabbath truth. I just want to read a few paragraph here. It says, the Lord, the servant of God answers, the Lord in his providence is far ahead of us. He has permitted this Sunday question to be pressed to the front, that the Sabbath of the fourth commandment may be presented before the legislative assemblies. Thus the leading men of the nations may have their attention called to the testimony of God's word in favor of truth of the true Sabbath. If it does not convert them, it is a witness to condemn them. So if they are not converted, it will stand as a witness against them. And I skip there and I go on to an opportunity for evangelism. Evangelism should be finding their way into all places where the minds of men are agitated over the question of Sunday legislation and the teaching of religion in the public schools. The city of Shreveport, Louisiana, held a referendum on a Sunday ordinance. Preceding this election, the Seventh-day Adventists had a number of programs on radio and on TV, starting the background on Sunday legislation and the objections to it. 2 days after the election, a letter was received which read in part as follows. I am a Sunday school teacher, and I'm very much interested in what you had to say on the television program about the seventh-day Sabbath. My class has been studying the Ten Commandments, and we are trying to find out what is really required. Would it be possible for you to let us know more about your understanding of the Fourth Commandments? What a tragedy it would be if our Lord found us keeping the wrong day when he returns. The pastor visited there and found a group of 135 willing to attend Bible studies every week. A church has been raised up in that community as a result of this interest in the Sunday law question. Experiences like this, which are reminiscent of the work of the Holy Spirit in the apostolic church, can be multiplied as our people take advantage of the interest in the Sunday legislation. So I just want to read that there is coming opportunity for us to witness, because when it is being stirred up, many people truly do not know the seventh day is a Sabbath. But when this time comes around, they will surely know and turn to worship the true God. So let us pray. We are nearing that time. And, you know, God is blessing us, and he is showing us what we ought to do. Go out there and let people know. Share out these books, because, you know, some of these religious books that we have, we are not to keep them on our shelves. I try to give out whatever I have. And people have to have that opportunity to know. And when they have that opportunity to know, they will have no excuse. Yes, Sister Armthing, thank you for opening my line just to read that part of the verse from Preparation for the Final Crisis. Thank you. None of
Amen.
Us will be without it.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sansimelli. Thank you for sharing. Praise the Lord, and thank you for the song earlier.
Yes.
God is, amen. God is so good, brothers and sisters. This is just a joyous time. Even the angels are glorifying him and magnifying him. And shouldn't we be doing the same thing? You know, may the Lord have mercy upon us when we fail to give him the glory and the honor and praises. So thank you for that reading, Sister Continelli. Thank you for joining us. And Sister Leola, I want to thank you also. And as we're waiting a little bit, I'm going to continue reading until others press one, or until it's time to pray, brothers and sisters. We know how time changes, and it's the days are shorter and the nights are longer now. And, you know, this is a chance for us to get up earlier to get things done. So by sunset, especially on the Sabbath, on the preparation day, that things will be done away with. And we should be starting from Sunday, the first day of the week, preparing for the Sabbath. Amen. So I will continue that reading until someone presses one. And it says, his cloud, when it is print, is talking about Jesus returning to earth. His cloud, when it first appeared in the distance, looked very small. The angel said that it was the sign of the Son of Man. And as the cloud appeared nearer to the earth, we behold the excellent glory and the majesty of Jesus. And he rode forth to conquer. A holy renew of angels with their bright glittering crowns upon their head, escorting him on his way. What a wonderful sight this is going to be, brothers and sisters. No language can describe the glory of the scene. The living cloud of majesty, that's none other than Jesus. And unsuppressed glory came still near. And we could clearly behold the lovely person of Jesus. He did not wear a crown of thorns, but a crown of glory decked his holy brow. Hallelujah. Upon his vesture and thigh was the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet had the appearance of fine brass. And his voice sounded like many musical instruments. Wow. His countenance was as bright as the noonday sun. The earth trembled before him, and heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the king of the earth and the great man and the rich man and the chief captain and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountain and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? My brothers and sisters, will you be able to stand? Continue reading. Those who a little before could have destroyed God's faithful children, that's you and I, from the earth had to witness the glory of God, which rested upon them. They had seen them glorified, and amidst all the terrible scene, they had heard the voice of the saint in joyful strain saying, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." The earth mightily shook as the voice of the Son of God called forth the sleeping saints. They responded to the call and came forth clothed with glorious immortality, crying, "Victory, victory over death and the grave. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Then the living saints and the resurrected ones raised their voice in a long, transporting shout of victory. Those sickly bodies that had gone down into the grave came up in immortal, healthy, and vigor. Amen. And the living saints was changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and caught up with the resurrected one. And together they met their Lord, our Lord, amen, in the air. Oh, what a glorious meeting, friend, whom death has separated, were united, never, never, never more to be departed. What a glorious time this will be on Resurrection Day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, brothers and sisters, please press 1 if you would like to share. Please press 1, and I'll just read this one, another paragraph. Yes, this is the last paragraph. And I just, as I read it before, something caught my eyes when I have read this before, and it just caught my attention today. And I say, "Lord, thank you." Okay, and it says, "On either side of the clouds, chariots were wings, and beneath it were living wheels as the cloudy chariots rolled upwards and wheels cried, 'Holy,' and the wings as they moved cried, 'Holy,' and the returning of holy angel around the cloud cried, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty,' and the saints in the cloud cried, 'Glory, hallelujah,' and the chariot rolled upwards to the holy city. Before entering the holy city, the saints were arranged in a perfect square with Jesus in the midst. He was the head and shoulder height above the saints and head and shoulder above the angels. His majestic form and lovely countenance could be seen by all in the square." Amen. Hallelujah. And right there where it says at the first part of this paragraph where it said, "Beneath it were living wheels," and these living wheels are angels carrying Jesus. They're wheels, but they're living. I'm like, "Lord, thank you for pointing that out. Living wheels. They are angels carrying Jesus. They are his wheel, and they are living wheels. They're not like the wheel of a tire or the wheel of a carriage. They're living beings. Praise the Lord." Hallelujah. So again, thank you for listening to this reading. It's so powerful. God's words are so powerful, and it just brings joy to my heart. And just reading it and just preparing my heart for the Lord coming. Won't you prepare your heart for his coming? Won't you purpose in your heart to be there, brothers and sisters? Amen. Let me go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 272-770. Your line is now open. Okay, Mike, taking a little while. Hopefully my line won't go bad.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to you all, my precious, beloved brothers and sisters. Sister Taimiko from Pennsylvania. I'm so happy to be here on this line, and I'm so grateful to the Lord. He deserves all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. I bless his great and holy name, and I magnify his great and holy name. He's brought me through another week, and I'm so grateful that I'm here. So many people didn't make it, so I'm grateful to be here with my brothers and sisters, and I do have a scripture to read and a song to sing. I have Psalms 67, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Amen. I have in my hymnal song 51, He Lives. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, sister. Happy Sabbath to all of you. And I'd like to lift up all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, praying for each and every one of us and our families, also praying for my family as well, and praying for Sister Powell in Jamaica and Alex Nation, for you and your family, Nicole and Amanda, praying for Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kaj, and for Brother Eli and his mom and his friends. Thank you so much for opening my line. I love you all. Have a happy, blessed Sabbath. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
remember those names. I know there's a lot. Like usually why I say in general, keep, you know, there's so much credit for, there's so much distraction. May the Lord keep our minds. We long to be with our Savior. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. My board, my monitor board, is moving a little slow, so I might be looking for backup if it ever goes down. But for some reason, it's moving a little slow. Thank you, Lord. I will go ahead and open the line for the next caller again. Happy Sabbath. And that's 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us last night and waking us up. Dear, I want to read a prayer. Dear God, I thank you that with every trial we face, we don't have to go through it alone. Lord, may you help us to remember that tribulations bring out patience, and patience leads to experience, and experience results in hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Just want to thank the Lord again for his blessings and watching over us, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it, and he always a blessing to us, even when we open our eyes. That's a blessing, and I thank him for that. I just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light, all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Prayers for each and every one that are sick, going through crisis, that are bereaved, or whatever situation they're going through. All those just sleeping outside, don't have a place to stay. I just want to lift all the hospitals and nursing homes up. Just want to bless, ask God to just touch them, give them strength. And give all us strength on and off the prayer line, all our members, bring them back and keep them healthy and strong so that we can continue praying and lifting up the Lord's name and magnify his name. And we just want to thank each and every one of our hosts, those that give us the word, and all the other help we have that opening up this line. We want to thank y'all for coming each and every day, taking out the time when we have the prayer line, because I tell you, without this prayer line, I don't know if we could make it, because no church open in my hometown. They're all blown up. But I'm the most Sabbath. So, Lord, I just thank God for this here. And I pray to God to send one here. I've been praying. So we just thank God, and y'all keep us in prayer in Homer, Louisiana, that they would open up a Sabbath church. And we just thank God for everything, and praying for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in Sabbath Advent Light. And y'all have a blessed Sabbath. You too. Thank you, Carla.
Amen. Amen.
Wait for Brother John.
Okay, this is Brother John from Homer, Louisiana. I'd like to, won't take up too much of everybody's time. I just want to give God the praise and just hope everyone's having a blessed day today or night or whatever part of the world that you're living in right now. Just hope you are blessed, being blessed, in, which I know God will bless us and watch over us, all his children anyway. And take too much time. I just want to say that I want to say for everyone to keep the love in their heart, peace in their soul, faith in their mind, and hope, and keep their dreams alive and keep moving forward. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming on, Sister Brenda and Brother John, being faithful on the prayer line and just receiving, you know, the rich word of God as you continue to listen, as you continue to share the word of God and being faithful in the little you know. God will bless you more and more, each and every one of us. So let us be faithful. Let us be strong. As today, Bible verse, you'll get a Bible text that comes to my phone each and every day. And today was Joshua. Let me find it, brothers and sisters. It's very powerful. So the land is sworn unto us. You know, it's not the heavenly Canaan on earth, but it's the heaven, you know, to be with him for 1,000 years. And when the earth is made, we shall come and see this glorious earth again like never before. And everything in order, and he will be here with us. Amen. Again, verse 7 says, only thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. And this is so true. God want to bless us with many gifts and talents so that whatever, wherever we go, that we will prosper, because we will be able to do things and learn quickly and not be ashamed, not be afraid of the work, and go for it, giving God praise and honor. Amen. So is there anyone else who would like to share? We have a few more minutes because we will be going into prayer on time. We're not going to linger so we can get the full message, brothers and sisters. Okay, 931-332. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. The line is now open.
If
your phone is on mute. Amen.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Hope all is doing fine. Hope all is doing well. It's good to hear Brother and Sister John and of their testimony. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We are glad that God has seen us through another week, and he has brought us on this day to come together to just share our testimonies and to just give God the praise and the honor and the glory due to his name, for he is worthy. You know, we've been through so much in life. And through it all, we got to be thankful to the Lord that he has brought us thus far. And as the psalmist, the text says, and teach us to number our days. And as our days are, so will our strength be. So as I bring this song, through it all, let us trust in the Lord to take us through, for he is able to see us through it all. Amen. I have many tears and sorrows. I'd question for tomorrow. There have been times I did not know right from wrong. But in every situation, God give blessed consolation. That my trials come to only make me strong. I've been in a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, just Jesus let me know I am his own. So through it all, through it all, oh, I learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountain, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. I never know what faith in God could do. So I'm singing through it all. So through it all, oh, I learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Oh, through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Yes, I learned to depend upon his word. I've learned to depend upon his word. Amen. Let us be faithful, brother, and true it all. Amen. Happy Sabbath to all.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. Through it all, we have to learn to trust and depend upon our Savior with his matchless love. Oh, Lord, teach us to be faithful. Teach us to be humble. Teach us to be patient. We're going to open one more line. Again, brothers and sisters, if you didn't get a chance to share, please come on early next time or join us Sunday night for last day event, and Thursday for health reform. Amen. So I will open this line. I believe it's Sister Powell, 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carlo, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks as I listen to the song from my dear brother. Through it all, despite of what we are going through, our problems, our trials, our tribulation, if we learn to trust in Jesus, you know, we know that he will carry us through. So I just want to thank Brother Elder Richardson for that song. And brothers and sisters, this is the time that we all have to trust in Jesus. And trusting Jesus is just to really remember his word. Search his word, be obedient to him, be faithful, and to be able to share God's word. I'm so thankful, my dear beloved, for the prayers that you guys have been lifting up for Sister Powell here in Jamaica. God have been using myself and my little team to bring some sunshine in the heart of some individual who cannot find it. Brothers and sisters, we know that Jesus is coming. He told us that the time is drawing very near. He shows us in our sign, and all we have to do, as the song says, through it all, depend upon Jesus so that he will carry us through. I am asking my dear beloved brother to sister to continue to lift us up in prayer. We in Jamaica here, you know, we know that everywhere we having problems, we having disaster, we having killings, we having all different things, but the word of God is going out and people are receiving the word. So let us all remember that wherever we go, we have to represent Christ by sharing God's word. So please, I'm asking again to pray for Sister Powell, and thank you for praying, and thank you for him calling, and also thank you for your contribution that you all are doing in doing God's work. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Powell, do you could you give us a general prayer for all the prayer requests and for Brother Ricardo as he presents the message, please?
Okay, dear. All right. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time that each one of us can be take part into this prayer. So we're asking you to bow your head or kneel and let us pray and lift up everyone on this line. I give you just a few minutes and then I will. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We, your children, bow to before you, telling you much. We appreciate your love for us. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have carried us through this past week that is gone ahead. And now as we come together, dear Father, to lift up our praise to you, we ask you, Lord, to hear our cry. Father, we are asking you to forgive us of all our many sins and shortcomings. We are asking you, Lord, to allow us, dear Lord, that we will do your will. Through it all, that you will be dear for us and have that confidence, faith, and trust that our Father promised us that he will be with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Heavenly Father, we place every brother, every sister, every home, dear Father, under your care this evening. You know everyone, Lord. We present to you, dear Father, Sister Lee, Sister Carla, and her children, Lord, her family, Lord. The work that you have given her, Lord, a command to go and preach and teach and do your will, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for her obedience so she can follow you. We ask you, Lord, at this time, we lift up the Richardson family. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them. Help, Lord Jesus, because I too know, dear Lord, it's not easy, Father, but it's your doing, and you promise that you will help them, dear Lord. So as they carry out the gospel message to the four corners of the world, we ask you to pour your spirit upon them. Give them the strength, Lord, provide the means, and help them, Lord, to continue to be faithful. We lift up also Sister Leola and her family member and the community that she's working with, Lord. Lord, continue to pour your Holy Spirit. Continue to lead, Lord. And as she draws souls to you, dear Father, help her, dear Lord, to continue to do your will. Also lift up, dear Father, Sister Tamiko and her whole family. You know her daughter, her son, their grandchildren, her mother, and her siblings, Lord, and all the people who she gave out tracts and books and pray for, Lord Jesus, allow them that they will feed on their word and that they will follow their word and they will carry out your word to others who they come contact with. We also lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord. Thank you, Father, sweet Holy Spirit, who have been guiding them and leading them and allowing them to grow daily, Lord. It's a joy. It's a happiness in our heart when we listen to the testimony and praise of Brother John and Sister Brenda. Continue to bless them, Lord, and their grandchildren, Lord, that baby, little baby, that the son, grandson, dear Lord, we ask you as the great physician, we place him to you, and we do know that you are able to heal him. We also lift up tonight, dear Father, Brother Rick and his wife and Ashley and the whole family. Continue to pour your blessings upon them, dear Lord, your healing power. Jarvis, Lord, I leave him in your care. Sister Stephanie, our daughter, our son, and the young people, dear Father, that she's praying for. And also, Lord Jesus, we are asking you to continue to allow these young people that they will study your word and follow your guidance, Lord. There are so many distractions for the young, but, dear Lord, we place them under your care. I lift up, dear Father, today, Brother O'Neill and his family, Lord, and the work that he have been doing in New York. We ask you to pour out your blessings upon them. I also lift up, dear Father, Sister Katie. Continue to bless her, Damar, and her grandchildren. Lord, we lift them up to you. And, Father, the work that she's doing, continue to allow the son to study your words more and come closer and closer to you. Father, we lift up all the project that is going on over the world, dear Father, of SDA churches, Lord, and individual. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon the work and allow the work to reach, Lord, as we have been named your servant, your representative, and also your ambassador to carry out your work, your word throughout the world. So we just want to say thank you, Father. There are so much things, Sister Eva, and all those who come on the early morning prayer line and also on the prayer line, Advent line. Lord, we lift them up because we have family, the children. We lift them up to you, Brother Bernard and his family. We lift up our prayer to you. So, dear Lord, we know that you are God and we know you love us. And we are asking you as we present all these petitions to you, Lord. Myself here, I'm asking you to give me the strength, the courage to do your will. Continue to do your will. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. And now, dear Lord, we present the speaker, Brother Ricardo, dear Lord. Allow Brother Ricardo the message that will be coming down straight from you, dear Lord, and that our soul will be blessed. Bless him and keep him and also his family member. And we thank you and we appreciate, Lord, everyone who come on this line, dear Lord, but, whether to testify, whether to present the message, Lord, and to give encouraging word. Lord, we just want to thank you for them and help us to be faithful. We thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for joining us all the way from Jamaica. Praise the Lord. And I also want to thank you for that beautiful prayer for each and every one of us and our family, and especially the speaker who is bringing the message, fresh bakery from God's oven. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that you're prepared with your Bible, notepad, and your pen, and an attentive heart, you know, to listen and to hear the word and to take heed. Amen? So the next voice you will hear will be Brother Ricardo, 610-704. Good evening and happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for hoping.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe through another week. God has brought us in our way. Thank you so much, all, for your testimony that God has brought in your life. God is good to us. So let us continue to remain faithful in spite of what we are going through. Remember that you have a God sit on the throne, and you love each and every one of us. So can you do me a favor? Pray that Jesus will send the Holy Spirit and to touch my lips and my mind. As we are going through the special resurrection, beloved, I have good news for you. So please silently pray for me. As my sister just said, you need to write these things down and go back and to see if these things are so that Brother Ricardo said unto you, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, beloved, there is no light in what I'm saying. So do not take my word for it. Whatever you hear me said, you need to go and to search and to find these Bible, these spirit of prophecy and these verse and sit down and spend time and to study. Amen. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. I am a decorated us. Lord, I'm asking to touch my lips, touch my mind. Lord, I'm asking to touch each and every one of us, oh God. You know we stand in need of as we put our cares and our wants and our needs and our difficulties and our trials aside, oh God. As we look upon thee, look unto Jesus, look unto you, oh Lord. By beholding, we become changed. And as we are going to your word, oh Lord, we are asking you for your power of your anointing to rest upon each and every mind and heart, wherever we are at this moment listening. Thank you so much for being in our presence. Thank you so much for giving us your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, beloved, we're going to study the special resurrection. We are a special people living in this time. Before I go into the study of the word, I'm going to read two quotations for you. Testimony for the Church, Volume 9, page 19. Testimony for the Church, Volume 9, page 19, is read, in our special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as a watchman and light bearer. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, the second, and the third angel message. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. So we are told, beloved, there are great lights that are shining from the Word of God on each and every one of us. And these messages that God given to us, we are told that nothing else to absorb our attention. These messages need to get our whole attention. I read the other one. You may not familiar with this book, The Apostasy, The Omega of Apostasy in the Church, page 30. The only reason for the Seventh-day Adventist Church to exist is to give the three angel message. You don't get that. The only reason for Advent life to be in existence, the only reason for Advent life to have this ministry is to give the three angel messages. God wants to use the Protestant church, but they refuse. Again, the true Seventh-day Adventist church is composed of those who are given the three angel messages and standing on its firm platform of truth. Now go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. I have to do a part two, beloved, because we're going to go in this in order, and I'm going to take my time. I'm going to go really slow because this is a controversial study. Many do not fully comprehend the special resurrection and our duty and our blessing as God's people in these last days. So Revelation chapter 14, verse 13 reads, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Hold it right there. What does this word henceforth mean from now on? Let us go back again. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from now on, from henceforth. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So we're going to break that these down with the spirit of prophecy and Bible. I'm going to give you Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please write these things down, friends. Because we are told these things that we are learning for years, the time is now that we're going to learn these things in weeks and months. Are you with me, friends? Testimony to Ministers, page 429, paragraph 1. Testimony to Ministers, page 429, paragraph 1. I'm giving you this in detail and in order, friends. So all of the questions regarding special resurrection, by God's grace, I'm going to give it to you. Testimony for the Church, page 400. Page 429, paragraph 1, is read, When a man dies, his influence does not die with him, but it lives on. So when the Bible said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Question, does Ellen G. White's influence still live? Or another question, does our words still live in? Yes. So the Bible is saying that blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, from now on. So those, all of us who are on this prayer line, who partake of this message and to share this message, you have an impact on somebody in this world. If God forbid you die, God, I pray that the Spirit of God will say unto you and I, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, because your influence does not die. Are you with me, friends? Your works do follow you, even though you are resting in the grave. But what blessing can God pronounce unto the dead? Because we know regarding the state of the dead know not anything, but the living know that they shall die. But bear with me. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to come back to these things and to clarify them. All right? Bear with me now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Now, this is dealing with Jesus Christ, when Jesus comes the second time. This is dealing with this general resurrection. Because you have to remember now, go back, keep your eyes on the page. And all kindred of the earth shall wail because of who? Him. Jesus Christ, the one who sits on the cloud. So this is the general resurrection. You have the special resurrection, or you could say the partial resurrection. So this is dealing with the general resurrection. All high shall see him. So now let us look at what Jesus said unto Caiaphas, because Jesus promised Caiaphas a resurrection, because Jesus said unto Caiaphas, beloved, remember, that he will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud. So Caiaphas going to come up in a special resurrection or a partial resurrection, the wicked, when he come up alive back out of the grave, he gonna be subjected to death. If any illness Caiaphas die with, he gonna come back up with that same sickly body. But let us look into the Bible now. Go with me to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, give you the general. We're going to look at a partial or a special resurrection. Jesus, we're going to use the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. I'm going slow. I'm taking my time. Matthew chapter 26, verse 62 to 64. Matthew chapter 26, verse 62 to 64 is read. And the high priest arose, which is Caiaphas, and said unto him, answereth thou nothing? What is it with these witnesses? Sorry. What is it with these witnesses against thee? He asked Jesus a question. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto Caiaphas, now listen now, thou hast said, Caiaphas, nevertheless I said unto thee, you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, coming into the clouds of heaven. So pause right there. Question, where is Caiaphas today, friend? Caiaphas is dead, right? In the grave, right? Now, question again, was there a special resurrection in Jesus' time? Because we are looking on time and anti-time, or you could say in the past and the future. So we're going to look at in Jesus' time and our time, which is dealing with the future. Was there a special resurrection in Jesus' time? I'm not going to answer that question. I'll let the Bible answer. Go with me now. We're still in Matthew chapter 27 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51-53. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51-53. We want to know or to see if there was a resurrection, special resurrection in Jesus' time. Watch this now. Let's read Matthew chapter 27, verse 51-53. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost, behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. So at this moment, Jesus died. So when Jesus died, what happened? The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. What caused it to twain? Sorry. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake. See right here, friends. The earth did what? Quake. Another word for quake. What happened to the earth? There was an earthquake, friends. When Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, there was a mighty earthquake, friends, and the graves they were hoping. Let me continue. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The rocks break up, in other words, and the graves were hoping, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after, listen now, after his resurrection. In other words, when Jesus gave up the ghost, friend, there was a mighty earthquake. And because of this earthquake, the earthquake opened the earth and opened the graves. But no one come out of the graves until Jesus first come out of the tomb. Are you with me, friend? I want to go over this thing slowly with you, because we're going to go into a deeper revelation, a deeper study. I'm using these things to lay a foundation. And came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Who did this? The people who come out of the grave after Jesus. They went into the city and go witness and said, Jesus is risen. He also arose us with him. Let me clarify this with the spirit of prophecy, desire of ages. We're going to clarify Matthew chapter 27, verse 51-53 with the spirit of prophecy, desire of ages, page 786, paragraph 2. Desire of ages. Desire of ages, page 786. Paragraph 2 is read, Christ arose, he brought from the grave a multitude of captives. The earthquake at his death had rent open their graves. Remember now, friends, when Jesus gave up the ghost, there was a mighty earthquake again, remember? And the graves were hoping. In other words, the earth hoping. Let me continue. The earthquake at his death had rent open their graves, and when he arose, they came forth with him. They came forth with him. So Jesus arose first. Then the captives who Satan held bound all these years, they came forth with him. Are you with me, friends? Now, there were those who had been co-laborers with God. I want you to catch this. You remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 13 said, blessed are the dead which die. Let me go back to Revelation. We are breaking down some stuff, friends, just to show you now. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. You remember what it said? And I heard a voice from heaven say unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Listen what the desire of ages said about these captives who were rose with Jesus. There were those who had been co-laborers with God, and who at because of their lives had borne testimony to the truth. Now they were to be the witnesses for him who had raised them from the dead. During his ministry, Jesus had raised the dead to life. He had raised the son of the widow of Nain and the ruler's daughter and Lazarus. But these were not clothed with immortality. So Jesus rose the ruler's daughter. Jesus rose from the dead Lazarus. You remember? But they were still subject to death. But when now Jesus died on the cross for you and I, for our sins, when Jesus gave up the ghost again, friends, there was a mighty earthquake, and those who came out of the grave, they arose with eternal life. They were changed with a twinkling of an eye. No more sickness, no more pain. Are you with me, friends? And Jesus took them to heaven. But these were not clothed with immortality. After they were raised, they were still subjected to death. But those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. They ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. These said Christ are no longer the captives of Satan. So now every one of our loved ones who died faithful, they are still the captives of Satan in the grave. Because Satan tried to claim you and I, even though you are walking with Christ. You may say, what do you mean, my brother? I'm a child of God. Do you remember Moses? When Moses died, God buried Moses. And when the appointed time when God to fulfill his promise with Moses, you remember Michael come back to resurrect Moses? And who was at the grave? Satan. And Satan was going argument with Michael. And Michael said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Because Satan was claiming the body of Moses. Why? Cannot Moses sin? What sin Satan was accusing the dead body of? When God tell Moses to speak to the rock, and Moses strike the rock. That rock represents Christ, friends. Are you with me? So now the blood of Jesus Christ can set you and I free from sin and Satan captive. It's bound. It's changed. So Jesus is trying to show us that if you are faithful even unto death, I promise you, Advent Life, a special resurrection. I promise you that I will give you a new body. You will never experience death anymore. Rheumatitis and all of these. Are you with me, Advent Life? You need to remain faithful and make sure that you have a relationship with Jesus. Are you with me, friends? Get up, morning is coming when all of these saints in Christ will raise. I pray that you're in that number. Let us move on. I have been redeemed. I have brought them from the grave as the first fruit of my power to be with me where I am. Never more to see death or experience sorrow. So those who Jesus carried to heaven, they never more to see what? Death or sorrow or pain or suffering or sickness. This is coming for us into the future, friends. One more step. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. Isaiah 26, verse 19. And if you have questions, friends, just reach out to Sister Carla. And Sister Carla may reach out to me as well. Now, you may have questions, but bear with me. By the grace of God, we will do part two because I have a lot. And we're going to go into the meat of the matter. Isaiah 26, verse 19. Thy dead man shall live together with my body. Dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the herd shall cast out the dead. So this is a fulfillment verse when Jesus resurrects the dead and bringing them to heaven as his trophy and first fruit. So when Jesus, when they were roused, friends, they go into the city. They appear to many, declaring Christ has risen from the dead, and we being risen with him. Are you with me? Go now with me to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Go on another journey right now. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Listen to this now, friends. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time, and at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the books. I want you to pay attention to verse 2 now. Verse 2 is dealing with now a special resurrection into the future. I just show you a special resurrection in the past. Now we're going to look at the special resurrection in the future. And I'm taking my time, friends. Verse 2 now. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth. Notice that word, many. The word never say all. Catch the word in, friends. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Why the Bible? Why not all? Again, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Wow. So there are going to be a two class of people, but the Bible says many. So you're telling me that God's going to arouse everlasting life and many to damnation? Very interesting, right? So this dealing with the special resurrection or the partial resurrection. So now, watch this right here now, friends. Question, what will cause many Seventh-day Adventists to not enter the promised land? Or you could say the heavenly Jerusalem. This is crucial for you and I, Advent light. Those who are under the third angel, especially. In order for you to come up in the special resurrection, let me clarify this. It comes to my mind. God maybe want me to say this for you. if you believe in the third angel message, believe in the third angel message, meaning that you embrace the help message. If you do not practice in the help message, you are not under the third angel, meaning you are under the first and the second angel. This is very important, friends, for us as God's people in these last days. Those who die under the third angel message are going to come up in the special resurrection. Accept the third angel, meaning you are accepting the faith of Jesus Christ. Third angel message is linked with the health message, friends. They go hand in hand. If I said I believe in the third angel message and I'm still eating or I want to eat, I am not under the third angel. Are you with me, friends? That makes sense? Does that make sense? So now, in honor of God, want to bless you, friends. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Whatever come your way, God forbid, if anyone of us to pass away on this prayer line, if you, Jesus, say, if you love me, why do you not do the things that I said unto you? We cannot surrender some. You have to surrender your dressing. You cannot surrender dressing, and you do not want to surrender your eating. Are you with me, friends? Because if God said we must eat a certain way, it is salvational. It is a salvational issue, right? If God said we must dress a certain way, friends, it is a salvational issue. Are you with me, friends? If God said we must preach and teach and live these messages, it is salvational issue. Are you with me? Does this make sense? This is not my word, friends. That's why now Jesus said, why do you call me Lord? And do not the things that I said unto thee. We are not here to please man. We are here to please God. But God in his mercy allow me to give me these blessings. So I want to share it with you. Are you with me, friends? So now when we talk about the third angel message, that means I'm talking to people who are practicing the help message, who are eating right, living right. Because the time going to come, if you're going to be among the 144,000 living, you have to be fit. Because the time is coming, you're going to do a lot of running. And you better be exercising. You cannot eat right and not exercising. The 144,000, they're going to be fit, friends. Honestly, they're going to can run upon hills, run in caves, run in the forest, friends. Run for days, run for hours. From the wicked, because remember, all the earth, all of the nation going to be against Seventh-day Adventist. Many going to put to sleep, and many going to remain alive, which is the 144,000. So if you never heard this, friends, for the first time, and if you are not eating right, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to condemn you. Jesus Christ still loves you. But say, Lord, help me, Lord. I want to be a part of this 144,000. I don't want to be those who die under the third angel. I want to be the living 144,000. I want to see Jesus coming in the cloud so I can say with Advent light, this is our God who we are waiting for. He will save us. Amen, friends. No more pain, no more suffering. Are you with me, friends? Let us move on. What will cause many seven-day Adventists not to enter the promised land? I'm asking you a question. I'm going to give you a Bible. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews, I'm laying a foundation, friends. This is scripture. You know what this prayer line is? Advent light. The word of God is a lamp, brothers and sisters. When you come on Advent light, you are getting light for your feet, light for your soul, to light up your life in these last days. Are you with me, friends? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Listen. The children of Israel of old, because of unbelief, they never entered the promised land. And so what God do, allow them to do? Go around the mountain. And they all drop and dead because of what? Unbelief. Beloved, this is very crucial. This is a salvational issue, subject matter right here. Please pay attention. Please listen. Please read your Bible. Please open your scripture. Please write these things down. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed. Hear what the Bible said? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Pause right there. So if you do not believe in the special resurrection, if you do not believe this message, God says you have an evil heart. And that means you are forfeiting yourself not to enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. Because this is what God's word teaches. And when God speaks, it stood fast. This is not what man wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Ghost teaches. Are you with me, friends? You serve a mighty Savior. Do not say you believe in Jesus and you not believe in what he said. Are you with me, friends? If you are struggling, the Lord, give me the strength to believe your word. Are you with me, friends? The Bible says, you and I, advent light, take heed. Brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. In departing, so if you do not believe in God's word, the Bible says you are departing from the living God. Oh, Lord have mercy. To know Christ, it is eternal life. So unbelief is departing from the living God, departing from life. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. Look at verse 19, friends. Verse 19. Chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. The children of Israel of old could not enter the promised land because of what? Unbelief. The promised land, Canaan, was a type of the spiritual. And now we are waiting for the heavenly Jerusalem. And beloved, rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, because Satan come with doubt. Do not doubt Jesus' word. God's word is sure, and he never fails on his words. Are you with me, friends? Now, we're going to look into the sanctuary a little bit. What posture is Jesus in now? Or you could say, what position is Jesus in now in heaven? Go with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 19. Because we need to understand these things, friends. To understand the special resurrection, we need a foundation of this issue. So we can understand these things clearly. Without questioning, are you with me, friends? What posture is Jesus in now? Mark chapter 16, verse 19. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. I'm going somewhere, friends. I'm not offline. I'm not off track. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. So what posture is Jesus is in now? Jesus is sitting down. So when Michael stand up, they're going to be a what? Such a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a what? Nation. So you and I need to understand, where is Jesus now? What Jesus is doing in the heavenly sanctuary right now? Jesus is pleading on every one of us, Advent Life, on here, that you made it in heaven. Jesus wants us to make it in these last days. Are you with me, friends? So now, what is Jesus doing now in heaven? Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Not off track, friends. Not off track. When you are dealing with these issues, we need to know these things. These are foundational issues regarding our soul salvation in these last days. Romans chapter 8, verse 34, it reads, who is he that condemn it? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So what Jesus is doing in heaven right now, beloved? Making intercession for us. Intercession means he's praying for us. He's pleading for Advent Life. That each and every one of us who come into the service of God, who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Jesus is pleading that you and I will make it. That you and I will not have an evil heart and unbelief and departing from the living God. Are you with me, friends? So where is Jesus now? Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. These things, they are familiar with some of us, but some of us, they are not. I'm still on this special resurrection, friends. I'm going somewhere. Bear with me. Then what, you're going to see everything come in play. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now, of the things which you have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is sat on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven. So where is Jesus? In heaven. At the throne, doing what? Interceding on you and I, what? Behalf. In what posture? Jesus is sitting down, making intercession for Advent Life. Are you with me, friends? Let us move on. For the Church, Volume 5, page 212, paragraph 5. Testimony for the Church, Volume 5, page 212, paragraph 5. And at that same time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Now listen to this now, friends. When this time of trouble comes, every case is decided. There is no longer probation, no longer mercy for the impenitent. So now we come into the special resurrection, but we're laying a foundation. Question for you now, friends. When probation closes, who will the seven last plagues start to fall on? Go with me to Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. When probation closes, who will the seven last plagues start to fall on? This now going to lead us back to this special resurrection. Because now we're going to deal with when the special resurrection going to take place under the seventh plague, and something miraculous going to happen. God the Father going to speak from heaven to give the day and the hour of Jesus Christ second coming. I'll go ahead of myself, but go with me to Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, this is the seventh plague. Remember, I asked the question, when probation closes, who will the seven last plagues start to fall on? The Bible is going to give us the answer. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying unto the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped the image. So who the seven last plague going to fall upon? Them that have the mark of the beast, them that worship the beast and his image, represent the wicked. So now, this is a very important question. Some of us may know, when does the judgment of the dead begin? We know that taught in 18, when Jesus makes his transition from the holy to the most holy place. I know judgment starts with the dead in 1844 now. Now, another tricky question, but it's not tricky. When does the judgment of the living begin? When does the judgment of the living begin? We know that takes place at the Sunday law. But in the spirit of prophecy and the Bible, God never gives no man the revelation on the time and date when the judgment of the living starts. But we have enough evidence, information that judgment starts with the living, shift from the dead to the living at the National Sunday Law. If you don't believe me, go write this down. Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, page 130, Volume 1. Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, page 130, paragraph 1. Listen to what the woman of God said. I'm going to ask the question again. When does the judgment of the living begin? We don't know, but we have enough evidence to tell you now. Watch this. Now, when the great work of judging the living is about to begin, pause. What does the spirit of prophecy just said? Now, when the great work of judging the living is about to begin, shall we allow unsanctified ambition to take possession of the heart and lead us to neglect the education required to meet the needs in this day of peril? In this day of peril, mean danger. Pause. If we did not know when the judgment of the living begin, that means you and I must not by heart or have ambition or have an evil heart or live in any kind of way, friend. We must reflect and exercise the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. We must reflect and represent and reproduce Christ's character, Christ's righteousness. Christ's life must be seen in Advent life. Now, when the great work of judging the living is about to begin, shall we allow unsanctified ambition to take possession of the heart and lead us to neglect the education required to meet the need in this day of peril. I have another question for you now. Under what plague will the special resurrection take place? The seventh plague. Go with me now, Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Revelation, this is very, but it's getting sweet and sweeter, friend. Sweeter and sweeter. Man, I love this study right here. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. It's read. I ask the question again. I promise I say I'm not going too far. Under what plague will the special resurrection take place? When will the special resurrection take place? Under the seventh plague. Let us see if the Bible can clarify my statement. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Listen. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." Verse 18. And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since there were men upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, so great. Pause, friend. Do you remember when Jesus gave up the ghost we read previously, right? Catch it. Don't sleep on me, friend. Wake up. Sit up. Remember when Jesus gave up the ghost, what happened? Temple was rented in twine, right? Twin, right? And there was a mighty earthquake when Jesus gave up the ghost. And what happened? The graves were open. Under the seventh plague, God the Father going to give the day and the hour of Jesus' second coming. The third world war is not going to destroy this world, friends. It is Jesus, the Father, and the Lamb going to destroy the earth with the second coming of Jesus. Watch this now. In Revelation chapter 16, we just read verse 17 and 18, God the Father is speaking. Now the Bible said, verse 18 said, and there were voices and thunder. When God the Father speak on Jesus, their voice is like thunder, very powerful. Now, if you don't believe me, when God speaks, friends, his voice is like thunder. Let us see if that is so. Go with me to Job chapter 37. Job chapter 37. We are on the special resurrection, friends. I am laying the foundation for you with Bible. Bible for your feet, friends. Please write these things down. If you don't write them down, they're gonna leave you. Write them down and go back and make them your own study. Are you with me, friends? And God will give you more light and more verse and spiritual prophecy on these areas. Job chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. Job chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. Job chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. It reads, after it a voice roareth, it thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. And he will not stay them when his voice is heard. Verse 5, listen now, I like verse 5. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Pause. Are you hearing it, friends? Now we are let the Bible speaking for itself. The Bible don't need my explanation or my interpretation. I am nobody. So Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, we are breaking down these verses with other verses. The Bible said, God thundereth marvelously with his voice. I want you to catch this. When God the Father speaks, friends, this earth gonna shake with a mighty earthquake such as never was since there was a nation. And the God the Father voice, when God the Father gives the day and the hour of Jesus coming, those who die under the third angel message, in other words, those who die before Jesus comes under this message, this special message, under the first, second, and third angel message, will come up under the voice of God the Father to see the 144,000 and join with them to prepare to see Christ coming in the clouds. And not only that, many of the wicked, also Caiaphas, and them that pierce him, and them that mock his Savior, and them that bruise him, and them that do all manner of things to Jesus, going to come up into the special resurrection. In other words, in order for me, if Sister Carla tell me, say, Brother Ricardo, I want you to meet me, so and so, you and your wife. But I do not know the location where Sister Carla is at. So now Sister Carla give us the address, but we are not familiar. Sister Carla says, Brother Ricardo, when you reach a certain destination regarding this location, the GPS gonna still, you're gonna say you arrived. But she said, my brother, you need to continue to drive. Don't turn. Are you going to see me? I am going to wave when I see your vehicle. Pause. Why I'm giving you this explanation? In order for us to see Jesus come into the clouds, that means we must be alive, right? And if Caiaphas going to come up to see Jesus into the clouds, that means Caiaphas must in a position to see Jesus come into the clouds. In other words, so Caiaphas have to come up before Jesus come burst through that cloud. Are you with me, friends? Does this make sense? If this makes sense, say amen. Now, we are looking at thunder because God's voice thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. Mercy. Now, let me give you one more witness. Go with me to Revelation. We're talking about God's voice under it. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. Oh, wow. My time is up. Last one. I don't want the phone to cut off. Revelation chapter, brothers and sisters, I have so much. We don't even reach nowhere yet. Just laying a foundation for you right here. It's going to get sweeter and sweeter. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of many harps, harping with their harps. So God's voice is like a thunder, friends. Have you ever heard thunder before? A loud thunder, sometimes it frightens you because it catches you off guard. God's voice is louder than a thunder. Can you imagine that, friends? So when God the Father gives the day and the hour, there's going to be a mighty earthquake, friends. God the Father voice is going to mess up all of the buildings. All the buildings going to come up. And even when Jesus say, ye that awake, awake, ye in the grave. When Jesus give this general resurrection, I mean all the saints that die faithfully, going to come up, and we which were alive, going to caught up with them. They're going to be such a great, mighty earthquake again. What I'm saying, God the Father is showing what Jesus to do. What do you mean by that? You remember when Jesus was on earth, Jesus said, I cannot do anything of myself. What my Father doeth, I do. Are you with me, friends? Who runs heaven right now? God the Father and Christ. Who in charge? Remember now, Jesus is still carrying the title of the Son. Jesus is interceding on you and I be here. Remember now, Jesus still is the high priest, and a high priest prayed to directly to God. Are you with me, friends? So when probation closed, Jesus take off his priestly garment or his service. He stopped. He's not a priest anymore. He's going to receive the kingdom. He's a king of kings and lords of lords. Are you with me, friends? Does these things make sense? What a mighty God is saying. Brothers and sisters, Sister Carla, how many more minutes I have? I think I'll go over time. Okay, all right, thank you so much. All right, let me see if I can give you one more. Go with me to Genesis now. No, go with me to Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38, verse 22 to 23. We're still on this special resurrection. I'm going in details for you, friends. Are you with me, friends? Going in details for you, are you with me? Brothers and sisters, I'm excited. I pray that you're excited, friends. This is hope. There is hope for you, friends. Are you with me? Get out of the dirt. Job chapter 38, verse 22 to 23. I'm going to stop right here, and where we stop, we're going to continue next week by God's grace, if the Spirit lives. I pray that you write these things down and keep those notes. If you're writing down, keep these notes, because you're going to get a lot more. Still 38, verse 22 to 23. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasure of ale? Verse 23, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. What does this mean? Catch it, friends. Verse 22 said, hast thou entered the treasure of snow? We are dealing with the seven plagues. Fire and brimstone in Sodom and Gomorrah, God used fire hailstone. But this hailstone is like salt, like sulfur. Where God burned on Sodom and Gomorrah, there is no grass can grow, nothing can grow, no living thing can survive on that soil. But in the future now, God's going to use something different, because remember, God's going to destroy the earth with fire and brimstone. Then he's going to recreate this earth. So now listen to what the Bible says. Has thou entered into the treasure of snow, or has thou seen the treasure of hail? What is a hail? Hail is like a ice, right? When you see the ice falling, rain, you see the ice falling. So now the ice going to mix with fire falling from heaven. This is dealing with the seventh plague, which is fire and brimstone. Remember what God said, verse 23, which I have reserved against the time of trouble. What does God reserve against the time of trouble? Snow and hail. ice, like a snowball. Ice, like a snowball, gonna mix with fire. And that this is what God is gonna use to destroy the wicked of this earth. So now God the Father gonna give the day and the hour under the seventh plague, in the beginning of the seventh plague. I have to wrap it up, friends. We're going to come back here, and we're going to clarify some more things. I pray that you were blessed so far. I pray that I never was going fast. I know you have questions. But next week, by God's grace, we're going to go in depth and in details. It's a lot more, friends. This study is beautiful. So let me say a word of prayer and give over back to the woman of God. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your children. Thank you so much for the patience, those who are listening. Lord, I pray that everything were clear. They have a keen understanding of what was said. Lord, I pray that my brothers and sisters who take notes will go over about these things and carefully take their time and to study. Lord, thank you so much for the Sabbath day of yours. Lord, bless my brothers as we about to depart from the phone. I pray that your presence, your Holy Spirit, will not depart from us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, and thank you, saints. This was on point, a beautiful message. And as I was reading earlier, it was about the same thing. I know the title, but we was online with the same message as I was reading from 1 SG chapter 37. Deliverance of the saints. And I'll read a couple more before the line cut off. It said, it was at midnight that God chose to deliver his people. As the wicked were mocking around them, suddenly the sun appeared, shining in the strength, and the moon stood still. The wicked beheld the scene with amazement, signs and wonders following quick succession. Everything seems turned out of its natural course. The saints beheld the token of their deliverance with solemn joy. The stream ceased to flow. Dark, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. But there was one clear place of settled glory from whence come the voice of God like many waters, which shook the heavens and the earth. There was a mighty earthquake. The graves were shaken open. And those who had died in faith under the third angel's message kept the Sabbath, came forth from their dusty bed, glorified to hear the covenant of peace that God was to make with those who has kept his law. Brothers and sisters, help. May the Lord help us to be faithful and to serve him and to be faithful unto his law, his commandment. And may we choose this day who we will serve. Amen. What a wonderful message. Jesus loves you. God bless you. Have a good night and happy Sabbath. Thank each and every one of you again. Amen. Amen.
We keep fighting.